This invitation tonight is about walking. And walking is such a natural part of our life, most of us don't even realize we're doing it. You know, our minds want to go, let's say, to the back of the room, and we just walk back there. We don't think about taking one step ahead of another and think about three steps, four. We just walk. It's a natural part of our life. And our feet do not direct the mind where to go. The mind directs the feet where to go. And we can certainly understand the principles of our physical bodies reacting this way. But the same thing should happen in our spiritual walk. And in our spiritual lives, that we might walk in a way that would be good for us to walk spiritually. You know, God's Word has so many analogies in it of walking spiritually. And I just want to name a few, and I would like for you to think of some more if you can. Within the New Testament, we're to walk in faith. We're to walk in the light. We're to walk in love. We're to walk in the Spirit. We're to walk in the straight way. And there's some more. On your own time, see if you can figure out what those might be. And this is one of those words I would encourage you to put that word in the back of your mind. And as you're reading the scriptures, next time walk appears, bingo, make an application to it of how to walk. Our minds and our lives should be so focused on our spiritual on these spiritual qualities that we just read about that it should not be hard to walk in them. It should come naturally to us. It should be so natural to us that we do it without even thinking about it. You know, and most of us have had children, and it's so fun to see them grow up from a baby. And what's one of the crowning achievements that in that child's life is when they take their first steps. We see them take that first step. Now, they're thinking about taking a step, taking a step, taking a step. Are we doing that spiritually? Do we have to think about taking a step to be spiritually minded, taking a step to walk in faith, taking a step? It should become so natural to us that we just do it because we love the Lord. Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the light. And we should want to walk in Jesus, in the ways of Jesus. It will lead us to heaven and to be with the Lord forever if we continue that walk. And I would like to share some of these thoughts in a poem that I wrote recently about, and I've entitled it, The Walk. There's a saying, to achieve a goal, you must first walk the walk. But for those of faith, there is more. Pure speech is necessary as we talk the talk. The Word speaks often of walking. Follow Jesus and His footsteps take. He will lead us home if the broad way we forsake. There's darkness all around us. We must walk as children of light. Jesus has shown the path to heaven. All temptations we must fight. Is our walk of faith doubtful? Let cares and troubles and worries flee or cease. Let cares and worries cease. We should strengthen our resolve, shod our feet with the gospel of peace. We're to walk in love with all those that surround us. We should walk in the Spirit. The amount of fruit will astound us. In wisdom we are to walk. All we have to do is ask. God will give it to us liberally. For Him it is an easy task. Father, take our hand and guide us. Lead us through our troubles and its haze. Strengthen us to take the next step of faith as we walk in all your holy ways. What do you do when you walk together with someone? You know, we are to walk with Christ. We are to walk with God. What do we do when we are walking together with somebody? Don't we talk back and forth? Don't we look around and see the pretty scenes that we're walking through? Now, here's an example that happened recently. Daisy and Aylin are here, and a couple weeks ago we were up in the North Georgia mountains with them, and we all had a hike through the mountains on a mountain trail. It's beautiful. But April and all her kids were there, and Lorraine and all her, and Daisy and Aylin. And as we're walking that trail, what are we doing? We're talking with one another. We're sharing with, we're encouraging. Come on, you can make it. And we're looking at all the beautiful scenery up there. I mean, that's a natural occurrence. Shouldn't we walk with God the same way? Shouldn't we talk with Him often? Just as a matter of conversation. It should become so natural in our walk. And won't He be encouraging us along that walk? Look at the beautiful world as we walk together that He's created. Not only the physical world, but the great spiritual world and spiritual lives He's created that we get to share in. Look at the blessings He has given. And if we can do that, and if we can walk like Enoch, what happened to Enoch? He walked with God and he was taken. Where did he go? I think he went home with God. If we walk with God, we can be at the same place Enoch went. We can be at the same place Jesus is. And we can walk to heaven together with each one here if we walk in His ways. If you aren't a Christian, you haven't even started your walk with Christ. Or perhaps, and you need to obey the gospel. If perhaps you have been walking with Christ and have turned from the way and are walking in darkness, now's the time to repent and come back to Him and let's all walk together in God. Come as we stand and sing.